Retired law enforcement officer, security expert, and award-winning storyteller Paul Merrick, along with his co-host Jesse Clay, former Navy SEAL and four-time heavyweight Kumite world champion, together we'll discuss the broad array of current events using their unique backgrounds to further dissect each story. The only question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to roll?
You got them both?
I think I got it right this time.
Good deal. That's.
But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll soon know.
It says on here that we do, but what do I know? Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I don't know. It's cold outside. I have to go put up Christmas decorations.
Oh, you can wait till tomorrow.
It's
supposed to warm up, isn't it? It's supposed to be 60 by Monday.
No. It's supposed to be like, wait a second. Let's look and see what the famous app says.
I'm sure a weatherman and only be right half 50% of the time or less.
36 today, 40 tomorrow,
yeah,
45 on Sunday.
There you go. What's going to be Monday?
Monday, 54.
See, and you're arguing with me. I told you.
No, you said that's not close to 60.
It's not. It's closer to 60 than 22.
And then it goes back down to the 30s again.
So you better get it done. Do it Monday.
Man.
It's amazing.
My brother's sending me pictures all the time of the palm trees in Florida right now.
So when are you moving to Florida?
I'm going to go visit.
When are you moving to Florida?
I don't know. We're going to see. The way our state government here just went and basically told us to stick it. You know, the people, they put that thing on the ballot, HH, right?
Yeah.
And the people soundly defeated it. And they came right back and did basically the same thing in the legislature for 1 year. They get away with it for 1 year. What the people voted against. So
where are we at, Mother Russia?
So maybe. And then I see the little tidbits coming out about DeSantis and Newsom having their little get together.
That's a joke.
Well, it was really funny when they start comparing, like, who runs a better state. And he says, well, at least I don't have a poop map, something to that effect, in my state. A poop map.
Both of you guys are fucking idiots.
One of them's probably going to be president.
No.
And it's not Newsom.
No. DeSantis won't make it.
Oh, I think he will.
I don't think so.
Thank you. Bottle? I know you share.
Oh, yeah. I'll put a bottle on that.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be Trump. I don't think it's going to be Trump.
I think Trump's going to have too many legal issues
to
overcome.
And even if that wouldn't prevent him from being president, I think it's going to be enough to cloud the idea of people saying, should I vote for him because he could end up being in jail? Even though a lot of it's baloney.
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah. So,
but when you say your property's worth is three times the size that it is, and there's no way that that's possible.
But, you know, he's been boastful ever since.
Since his whole life, he's lying.
Yeah. So he's, that.
And we always elect the best liar.
So. Well,
or the oldest liar.
Quite. Yeah. So I don't, and everybody still thinks, oh, there's no way they don't do math very well. As more potential candidates drop out, the percentages for the remainder
increase,
right? And really, it's probably down to Nikki Haley, who I don't think is going anywhere. She might be somebody's vice president.
But
she won't be president.
No.
And she still has some issues, too. So that may not even happen.
Oh, yeah.
And who's that leave? That leaves DeSantis. And the one thing that we have seen that Trump will not do is debate him. He says, I don't have to debate him. I've got all the numbers and everything. But he's not going to do that because if he gets on stage with him, he's going to lose the debate.
He'll lose the debate.
Yeah.
DeSantis will kill him.
Yeah. So
even though DeSantis is a racist and all this other stuff, it doesn't really make a difference.
Why? He's not a racist. But what?
He doesn't want to teach African-American history. He doesn't want to teach history of the Seminole, the Indians that were there before, the white man.
That's not all completely accurate. Did you read the whole story?
It is.
Did you read the whole story?
Yeah.
We're going to put this on pause and bring it up. Hold on a second. Did you notice the pause? Because we moved our heads. That's the only thing. But if you can see, if you can't see the video.
It says stop recording.
No, it says stop recording. So if I hit it, it'll stop.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I'm just making sure. Hey, last time I got a phone call.
Navy said, guys.
Make sure this does work. I said, yeah. All right.
And we got that one on. Oh, crap.
You didn't press it, did you?
No, I didn't pause that one.
There you go.
No. Oh, brother.
And it's a Navy. It's a cop thing.
I'll use this
There's no
one.
Donuts involved in this recording.
Hey, you were supposed to tell me. First, tell me to start it. We've got that far. And then you forgot to tell me to pause that one, too. Doc,
hey, you know what? Hey, that's what editing is for.
Well, anyway. All so right. we looked it all up. We're still not going to agree.
So. So we'll go over it later, do some more research.
And yeah. There. Yeah.
Hey, here's a question.
But from what I said, he's probably going to be president. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. And okay, we're going to clarify. You say he's going to be president.
I say he's going
to. We bet a bottle of whiskey on it.
Let me.
We're not talking cheap shit.
No. Bottle of whiskey or sake. I was going to say, ooh. So winner chooses whatever, you know. Okay. But let me put it this way. Yes, I think he'll be president, but I think. Let me put it in other words. He will be the Republican candidate for president. That's the
No. You said president.
Well, but we don't
you
know.
Back out.
We don't know if they're going to come after him. You know, like they did with the Kennedys.
President. You said president.
Okay, fine. President.
There you go.
President.
Either way, you win because we always hear
it. President. President. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're going to share the bottle. So what do we care? Bottle. There's no. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Anyway,
that's what life should be about: win-win situations.
I know. Hey, so. So he's going to be president. They lost. if you can't see the video, I'm standing behind a bulletproof wall, so I'm safe right now. But
see, that's the thing. I don't shoot people for their opinion. I shoot nothing for their reaction.
Wait. Well, sometimes their opinion. Well, if their opinion is I'm going to try to kill you, yeah. Well, okay, I better shoot you.
I'm too old to fight like that anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to backtrack. Did you see the... There was a, I think I saw it on X or whatever. Mike Tyson's on some, some kind of podcast or so. I don't know what it was with a couple of younger guys, right? And one of the guys, and I'm paraphrasing, but just to get the point across, said something about you get older and you think life's good and everything, you get soft, you know, like that.
Mike Talking Tyson's to, a beast.
Yeah. So he says that to Tyson, right? And all of a sudden, you see Tyson get real quiet. But his face starts to, you could see like, it looked like there was steam coming off of his face. And then all of a sudden he just goes, fuck you. He goes, I'll fight you right now. I'll fight you in your house in front of your family. You want to go? Let's go right now. And all these guys just got freaking silent. I'm thinking, I would pay for that because it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, it'd be murder.
It'd be murder.
Legal.
It wouldn't be a very long fight, but it'd be spectacular.
No. Yeah. Mike would make him hurt.
Oh, my gosh. I watched.
Did you see the workout video he has in Vegas?
Yeah.
Where he's punching the
He's back. Like almost 59, right?
Yeah, he's almost 59.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, that I'd paid for that. But, you know, we'd look bad. We'd look bad watching that because we'd be sitting there laughing.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah, but anyway, so MMA news looks like UFC is going to have some bigger competition now.
Yep, there's two other groups that just joined.
Yeah,
so
what is it?
It's going to be PLF or P was it a PFL Professional Fight League and Bellator just signed a deal to work together.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see what happens with that because I think like we talked about before with Nagano. Working a deal with them, they take care of their fighters financially better.
Oh, look what the governor just did. He said, "Hey, I'm not going to fight for you unless you guarantee other fighters are going to be paid." And it is true. Mike Tyson is 57 years old.
He's 57 or okay, so almost 58 then. Yeah. Either way,
that's what Google says. Google said 57.
Oh yeah, Google knows everything, right?
Kind of not, but all right. Okay. Some of the information is actually factual.
Yeah. Well,
but here's the biggest question about this weekend coming up.
Okay.
It's the playoffs. Who are you picking, Alabama or Georgia?
Oh, I got to talk to my brothers about that. So, because Nick lives down in Georgia. Big Bulldog fan. Big Bulldog. They haven't lost.
They haven't lost in, what, 2 years?
No,
years?
But did you watch that? Okay. Finally, a game we can talk about. Did you watch Alabama and crap. They got beat. Oh, no, they were going to get beat by...
The touchdown in the corner of the last second.
Yeah.
And Auburn. It was
Auburn.
Game should have won. Well, see, that's the thing. Okay. People don't understand rivalry games.
Yeah.
Where your pride's on the line. Don't care what the record is. It's pride.
Yeah.
Look at CU-CSU. What kind of game was that?
Well, look at some of the calls by the refs, though.
Oh, they suck.
Oh, man. I mean, that just... It really messes up the game because everybody can go back now and go, yeah, well, they got the score, but what about this or what about that? Yeah. And they did it on both sides numerous times, you know.
So, you know, it's officiating, I don't know, it's becoming, it's too much of a, I caught the angle. But then again, they can call in and watch it offline.
Right.
You know, guys who actually watch the play from 15 different angles.
Right.
Like, sometimes you can't see, like, a fumble or a fumble recovery.
We have the technology now. It almost should be that they should, if there's a question mark, and they do go back and look at it or whatever, but it should be almost for every play now because they go, oh, it still stands because they didn't see. And everybody can watch on TV and go, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody can see what happened, and you're still calling it the other way.
So why don't they have that information on the field, on the sideline? When they have a main board in New York, or when all the games are played, they have referees and what do they call them? Observers.
Yeah.
And they watch the game and they watch all the plays. And within 30 seconds, they can give you a decision.
Right. And, you know why? Because it changes the excitement. They don't want to. Can you imagine them doing that in baseball?
Baseball's boring ass sport anyway.
Hey.
I love that.
We have professional players that watch or listen to this show.
Let me say this. I love baseball. I love what they've just done by giving a pitch count.
Yeah.
It's cut the game by, 20, 30 minutes?
It has. It has made it more exciting, I think.
Yeah, but when you live in a state where the team just sucks ass, it's kind of hard to be, you know. I'm a Yankees fan, and my team sucked this year.
Did you hear that, Paul?
Well, Paul better hear that since he's wearing that damn Boston Blue Sox.
I can't believe you even say that.
Yeah, I don't. And he was such a good boy.
He's still a great guy. Family. You see that Instagram of him? That's pretty good.
Yeah, I did. The Instagram's good, but it just looks so it looks so out of place. It looks so disingenuous because he's wearing that Boston hat. And all it's going to do is somebody's going to see him on the corner and hit him up, say, hey, man, I see you wear a Boston hat. You free for a date tonight? And Paul's got to know Yankee fans don't date anybody who's got more hair in their face than them. So that's how it goes.
Boy, that's tough.
Hey, it is what it is.
That's tough. I can see him just getting that thing all washed and ready when he comes out for Christmas. Huh?
Yeah, but I'm having my Yankee gear on this year.
Yeah.
He's not getting away with it. No way, buddy. Yeah, so, it should be good. I mean, you got Florida State in there, Ohio State getting beat by an interim coach.
So
by Michigan. That's freaking amazing.
I think that big game really, and I know it's not the final, but the Bulldogs in Alabama is gonna be, and quite honestly, I think it's gonna be Georgia. I think it's gonna be Georgia. I know that, you know, that coach for Alabama, I don't know if I even want to say his name.
Nick, the wonderful Saban.
Yeah. So, well, we practice for that. Yeah, you practice for a lot of stuff. That's good. Good for you. But did you practice to lose?
Because you don't want your team with guts and losing.
No.
Losing's like giving everybody a trophy for just participation.
But my point is, when they're talking to him after the game and they've lost, is he going to say, we practiced for this too? Because he says that every time. They say, you're not going to believe this, but we practiced for that. Well,
yeah, but see, people got to understand, if you give somebody a great plan to win the game and then they don't execute, it's not the coach's fault that they didn't execute the play. If he taught them what to do, if this guy turns left and turns right, you know what he's doing. But if he turns left and you're looking at somebody in the stands or you're not concentrating, this year has been the worst year to be an Alabama fan because the guys, they couldn't find a quarterback. They could not find a quarterback. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Look at Florida State. Look at Florida State.
Florida State's pretty tough. They're pretty tough.
Oh, like them Seminoles.
DeSantis country. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, another winner.
It's not. They don't like DeSantis because of the stuff he did with the Seminole Indians. So
What did he need to do the Seminole? He didn't do anything to him. He didn't do anything to him.
He tried anyway.
No.
Let me tell you.
Casinos.
Wants that money. Well, here's the biggest fuck up that dude did. Screwing with Disney. Screwing with Disney, who puts billions of dollars into that community. Now they're looking at leaving.
You know what? They won't leave. They'll comply. They'll comply.
Yeah, they'll comply, but they're already looking for someplace else.
All I know is after this last fiasco, even with your, I know your close personal friend, Elon, a lot of people canceled their Disney subscription. A lot of people have canceled that. And they're not, and they said, we're going to buy Pepsi now and all kinds of other things. So they don't have the wherewithal that they,
who does it? Disney does it?
Disney, not compared to whoever the governor of that state is, whoever, not just DeSantis,
Dude, Disney is
messed up. They're messed up.
Disney's one of the smartest business models of any.
They were. As of late, they've had a lot of issues. That's why they had bring Bob back.
Like what?
Losing money. That, what do you think they brought Bob back for?
They brought Bob back
to try to do away with some of the wokeness. That's what they tried to brought him back for. Yeah, yeah. And they're still trying.
Yep.
They're still trying. So, because they were losing money.
Yeah, but they're not losing money now.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're losing money. Okay. Look at their stock. And they just lost a bunch of money the other day when a bunch more people canceled their subscriptions. There were like 10,000 just boom in one day.
Well, that's okay. You're talking about just the United States. I'm talking worldwide. Disney is the place.
Worldwide, they were just talking about shutting down one of their establishments overseas.
The one in China.
Yeah.
You know why? It has nothing to do with the financial.
Xi Jinping doesn't like him either.
There you go. So since a communist ruler doesn't like him, let's get him the hell out.
Nobody likes him.
Disney still sets the standard.
Ever since they veered away from Charlie the Lonesome Cougar, they've been going downhill.
Cougar. What the hell?
Don't you remember that show? Don't you remember that show when you were a kid?
No, I never watched
Charlie the Lonesome Cougar. You never saw that? How about Old Yeller?
Dude, that's a classic.
Okay. See, those are good shows. They always kill the mom. They always kill the mom, right?
Yep.
And Bambi. Actually, in
Bambi, they kill the dad. They don't kill the mom.
Yeah, well, that's deer hunting. Yeah, they should have been going for meat. If they were going for meat, they would have killed the mom. But if they're just going for the antlers, they went after
and
the dad.
And then he'd been an angry Palestinian child.
They what now?
He'd have been an angry Palestinian child.
Oh, God.
Hey, dude, look at these kids that are in Gaza right now who are Palestinian. You think they're going to have any love for the Israelis when they get older?
No.
So what's opportunity for them to join Hamas? Huge!
I got to give Trump some credit. What happened when he was in office?
Nothing.
No. No more fighting over there, remember? He worked a deal with them.
Yeah.
And it all slowed down.
Worked a deal with them.
Except this one. Don't give me but he doesn't know that, though. The thing is, to be fair, he doesn't even know he hasn't worked a deal. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, to be fair, he should at least be cognizant of what's going on, and he can't, so.
Hey, I got a question for you. What the hell's going on in Ukraine?
Who cares? No. Let me finish. As far as the media is concerned, who cares? Because they're not talking about it very much, you know.
That's true.
No.
Where's the money going? Have we checked?
There's a very rich comedian living in Ukraine right now, where his whereabouts are not always known, but very, very rich comedian. It's called the president of Ukraine.
Oh.
Jesse's looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? I think Paul's completely gone now. Because he was a stand-up comedian before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
His wife is an actress, right?
Actress. Yeah. So what movie did they do that? What movie was that? Oh, Dave. With Klein. I think it's Robert Klein?
Klein, the guy who got busted for... He's a gay dude that had sex with underage men.
No, I don't think
Was it Klein?
I don't think we're talking about the same guy.
Maybe not. Who is
the guy? The guy that was in Last Vegas with Morgan Freeman and De Niro. The third guy. Besides, not Michael Douglas, not Morgan Freeman, not De Niro, the other guy.
Okay.
Isn't his name Klein?
I don't know.
Pretty sure he's been in a lot of movies. He was in Silverado. Yeah. He was in...
Well, who's the dude that was in the President HBO program?
Oh, no. You're talking about... yeah, I know. No, not him. No, this guy's... He's fairly tall. He's probably in his 70s now. I'm pretty sure his last name's Klein.
Okay.
Named Wanda. He was in that, too. I mean, a lot of movies. Anyway, in the movie, he pretended to be the president because he looked like the president.
Oh, okay.
But the president was in a coma, actually had a stroke and actually...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Did you cry when Jaws died?
No.
You didn't?
When Jaws died?
Yeah, when Jaws died. Did you cry?
No.
I cried.
For the shark?
I cried for the shark.
But you're a seal. Sharks eat seals.
They only think they can catch us. And they don't eat all of us. They eat the slow ones.
All you got to do is eat faster than your buddy.
Faster than your buddy.
That works on land, but I think they eat everything, right? Yeah. That's one. That's a snack. Let's go for the main course now.
There you go. Get the big guy.
How do we get where we are? You know what it is? We forgot to get our whiskey. We'd be a lot more calm today.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah, that explains it. We'll have to get it after.
You're losing it, bro.
I know. Well, it's cold, and we should have got whiskey out.
We should have whiskey right away.
We should. Maybe we'll do another pause. They won't notice as long as they're not watching the video because we'll just pause it, come back. Mm-hmm. He'll forget to tell me to pause the other thing. I got to mess with that again.
Now all I'm thinking about is finishing this and drinking whiskey.
That's okay. We can do that.
We can do that when we're done. What's drinking when we're done?
I know. What happened to the January 6th files? They said they didn't have to keep them because they didn't think they needed them anymore. They're right there with
it's a Wascally Wabbit.
They're right there with all the JFK assassination files.
Yeah, right next door.
Has everybody heard that? Forget it's not the Republican Democrat thing again necessarily, but the Republicans asked for all the videos and documents related to the January 6th, and they were told, we didn't think we had to keep those, so we got rid of everything.
Yeah, we got rid of them.
So all the evidence is gone, according to them. There's no evidence.
But trust me, it'll show up when trial comes. Because what they're trying to do is prevent them from doing any rebuttals.
It won't be on the Disney Channel, I guarantee you that.
No, it won't be on Disney Channel. Hallmark, maybe.
Maybe. Well, it's Christmas time, so... Yeah. Don't knock the Hallmark channel. That thing's on like 24 hours in my house during Christmas.
I like Hallmark.
I do too.
I was surprised to find out that Hallmark didn't have any gay couples on their show.
Yeah, they have.
They do.
Yeah,
now.
Because the
LG, lesbian, gay.
Let's just use the top four. I don't think it's fair to go the rest of the way.
No, the other ones is.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm old, okay? I can do two or three
seasons.
Letters.
You're not old, you're seasoned.
Okay, well. That season's passed, so I was watching one the other day. It was pretty funny too. But they all have basically the same title, so it's hard to say it's Christmas with a Prince or Last Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, Christmas Under a Tree.
There's one out there right now, like is it called Merry Christmas, whatever? It was like a series. It went for like a season or two. Dad's a sheriff and they're living in Philly. So if the game's on, it's all about, watching that. And then, it's all big, big family, with a bit of everything in there. Everybody picking on each other. It's really,
let's typical just, family stuff.
Yeah. Not all typical, but pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
And Frasier's back again with a series.
I won't watch it. I don't like it. I mean, some people do. I don't know. It was bad enough that Cheers was in friggin' Boston.
Oh, see? So what do you call somebody like that? It's not...
A New Yorker.
No, it's not them. You're not a racist. It's a geographic... geographic location.
Well, here you go. Here's the deal.
So you're
geo-racist. And the NBA, NFL have been African American.
Say that again.
Some of the best football, basketball, baseball players who have been of color living in Boston have experienced the worst racism on the planet.
Where was Bo from? Because he played like three or four sports.
Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
He didn't play for Boston.
No, I said, where was he from? I didn't know.
I think it's Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay. In Boston? Really?
Yeah, Boston's the worst. Worst. They have the worst racial record of any state. Boston.
Why is that?
Well, look at who. Okay, here you go. Who is the greatest basketball player ever lived? Not Michael Jordan.
Ooh. I saw this the other day. They asked, who's the equalizer guy that we like?
Oh, can't think of his name.
See, this is what happens when you're seasoned.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
He was on, this is a couple of years ago. He was on with David Letterman, so it shows you how long ago. And they asked him, like, you know, did you ever, he says, yeah, I met LeBron or whatever like that. And they says, who's the greatest basketball player ever, right? He didn't say. He talked about meeting Michael Jordan and having dinner with him. He goes, and he says, but he was afraid to say who was the best ever, right?
Yeah.
He goes, but that night when we had, he was the best.
Yeah. They had dinner.
Yeah. Russell. Yeah. Bill Russell. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. I would definitely agree with that.
He's the best big man ever to live.
Yeah. Yeah. And you look at the stats. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain was up there too.
Yeah. He's up there too. But you know, Russell, everything that he got racially, if you watch the Bill Russell story.
Yeah. I did.
The whole thing is like, oh my God, here's a guy who just won Boston back-to-back championships.
Right.
And the only reason he was the player coach.
Yeah.
Was because not Red Auerbach. Who was the coach of, I can't think of the guy's name. He had a cigar. Loved him. Oh, he didn't give a shit what color you were.
Right.
He smoked on the sideline.
He did whatever he wanted,
He did whatever he wanted. But he won, 10, 11 championships?
What the hell was that guy's name?
And then Russell coached.
Yeah.
Coached and played.
Yeah.
Coached and played and won a title. And he brought all this shit to Boston. People were shitting. Throwing excrement at his house, writing stuff on the walls, broke into his house when he went to talk to Muhammad Ali Unk.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that, though?
Oh, this is in the 60s, 70s.
Well, I'm saying we can't say.
It still hasn't changed.
At all? Okay, we have to. I mean, there's a lot of good people in Boston. Yeah, a lot of good people in Boston.
Hey, if it wasn't for Boston, New York wouldn't look like the champions that we are.
Oh, my God. You just know. You just get to.
Hey, who traded one of the best players in national baseball history to New York for a woman, a singer?
I
believe his name is Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
He was traded by the owner so he could do a theater in Boston. And again, if it wasn't for Boston, New York wouldn't look so good. Whenever I try not to miss a Boston-New York series.
So
because it's always... Talk about rivalry.
So you want to go to Boston for summer vacation then? Is that what you're talking
about? I love Boston. I love the food.
You just don't wear the hat.
I got buddies that are, I always wear my new hat. I wear my New York hat.
That's not what I mean.
I always wear my New York hat as soon as I get on a plane. So they know I'm not from there.
They get some good food there.
They got great food.
It's expensive to live there, though.
It is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
And then I got buddies, I got guys I was in the military with that are Southies.
Right.
That are real Boston people. I mean,
right.
Hardcore, six generations deep.
Yeah.
Crazy. Now, when we're in the military, they've been toned down.
Right.
But when I get home, all I want to do is drink, fight, and fuck.
There's areas like that in the country where, and I came from one of them, the town, that people just don't leave. No matter, they just don't leave, right? And you go... There are better places you could go, but they just don't leave.
I was just talking to one of my buddies. Actually, I got to call the other one today. He's from upstate New York. That's where I'm from.
There's some nice places upstate New York.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. People talk about fall and Colorado. Oh,
yeah.
I just laugh.
Yeah.
You got three colors.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. We're in one of them right now.
Yeah, we're in one of them. It's called snow. But, I love New York.
Yeah.
Now, as... the idiot they just are kicking out. The Sano. What the hell is his name?
Sanchez.
Yeah. He's supposed to be black, gay, Jewish.
Santos.
Pick a cause. That's what he was. I don't know that dude, man.
And he, I mean.
He compared himself to Mary Magdalene. Are you kidding me?
Well, talk about the cojones he got on him. I mean, for just
standing there. He has no cojones. He's gay. He's cojone free.
That's not true. That's not true. How do I cut this out of the video?
No, he claimed he was the wife in the relationship. He didn't claim to be the husband.
He's still got cojones.
Hey, it all depends what you identify as.
It is what it is.
He's identifying as a woman.
He wasn't when he got elected.
He was whatever he needed to be. He was black. He ain't even black.
He's not black.
Thank you. You're telling me he's not black?
Well, I guess you would know.
Them cojones, I ain't checking. But pretty much on the outside. You know what? You know, I'm a Raiders fan. I've always been a Raiders fan and the Jets. Both teams
are... My brother Steve is a Raiders fan.
Are questionable. Yeah. But here's the deal. My son, when he was about 10 years old, my oldest, said, Dad, guess what? I like the Dolphins. And I'm thinking like, oh, he likes the running back? He goes, no.
Florida again, huh?
Yeah.
Florida's a place, man. I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
Man, great administrator there.
No, sucky administrator. He goes, I like the Dolphins. So why? Because they got cool uniforms. They got a fish on them. It's like, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, I found a new reason to love the Miami Dolphins.
Why is that?
Because the coach is biracial. And I don't love him because he's biracial. I love him because he identifies what he has gone through to get to where he is.
Oh.
He said, if I didn't look the way I looked.
Go ahead, keep going.
What's his name?
Just keep going.
He goes, if I didn't look the way I looked, I wouldn't have gotten the job. I wouldn't have gotten in the door. Because he looks more Caucasian than he looks African. So, hey.
We have.
Yeah.
Friends, I'd say really family with that same scenario. Yeah.
Same scenario. And look at my kids.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, people wonder, are they Italian? And then they dropped their pants and said, oh, that must be from you.
Must be from Croatia.
As soon as I looked at you, I couldn't say.
I mean, if you're going to exaggerate, you can't say black. You got to go Croatian. Yeah.
Full Croatian. So, yeah, but I listen to him.
Near the Adriatic, you know, so they got some place to bathe. So, anyway.
What is that hanging down? Oh,
that's a fig tree, buddy.
But just listen to him talk about how he identified and all the problems. The dude's been straight up on everything. He was an alcoholic.
The
coach was.
Yeah.
And talk about a success story. And he's just cool as hell. And you listen to the post-game interviews. He always tells the players, man, you played a great game. Yeah, you lost, but you played a great game.
Yeah.
And one of the players got interviewed in the locker room after that. He goes, what do you think about what coach said? He goes, it was true. I did play a great game.
Yeah.
But it's even more appropriate. We lost, and he recognized the talent on the field, even though we lost, except for the Denver Broncos. That was another game. Scored 70 on them. They suck.
So you know who you just described to me? Bill Russell. For all the stuff he went through, when you would listen to him talk about, nice guy.
Oh, intelligent?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, go through all that.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, sometimes that adversity or whatever, you find out what they say about characters, what you do when nobody can see you.
When
nobody else is around. This sounds like somebody like that.
If you look at what the people in the 1 week, they give him the damn key to the city. A month later, they're tearing up his house, excrement, writing the N-word on everything. Give me a break.
God.
I mean, I don't know. And then the police department goes, oh, we can't help you. We didn't catch anybody. So what does he do?
Well,
he goes to the hardware store, buys a gun, sits on the porch, and he goes, come over now.
Yeah.
Nobody came over. They didn't do anything until he was gone.
Right.
And once he left, they did everything.
Now, that reminds me of somebody else. Condi, talking about her dad.
Yeah. Woman is
oh, she's, yeah.
She's beyond smart.
Yeah,
she's. I'm so happy. And I like I told you, I sold my season tickets for the Broncos because they started sucking that bad.
Yeah.
And then I found out Condi was there.
Yeah.
And the whole new group they brought in, I thought that would be a big change.
Yeah.
There wasn't. They got worse.
Well, she's only part of them.
She's not part of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she talked about she should be the commissioner.
Yeah.
But they won't let her be the commissioner. You know why? Because you got to follow the rules. Condi, from what I've seen of her, she has been, if this is the rule, this is the way you need to play the game.
Right.
If you do something else, it's wrong.
Right.
And how can you own a $1 billion company and have it be tax-free?
Yeah.
Because the NFL is tax-free.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, because, you know, it's charitable organization, I guess, or something.
Charitable? Like
depending on who you are.
Who's charitable?
But you're right about her because I you know, one of our, there are many, but one of our favorite stories about her is how she snuck Bush into, what was it, Afghanistan and back out before anybody even knew he was there.
Yep.
She didn't follow all the rules then, but she's smart enough to know
she knows
how to do it.
Which rooms you can bend and security and everything else.
And the thing you have to, like with her, usually the reason that it worked was because she's really ethical. So what she was doing, you could, most of the time you could justify it was for the better, greater good or whatever. And, you know, because listen, raise my kids, look at, there are a lot of laws out there. The big difference between laws and justice, because some of these laws aren't necessarily always, you know, fair to everybody or whatnot. So, and I think that's how she looks at the world.
Yeah.
You know, and for someone to, like when she goes back, my dad, if he didn't have the, you know, the right to bear arms back then when all those guys came or burning crosses on our front porch, she goes, maybe I wouldn't even be here. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, so don't tell me about, you know, the Second Amendment's a bad thing. So, anyway, class act. But basically, you described that coach. You described the character of Bill Russell, probably. Yeah. You know, so
he's amazing.
He didn't go, oh, I'm going to go the other side here or there. Yeah. He just
right down the middle.
Yeah, right down and said, I'm
going to stay. That's the opportunity. He's one of the youngest coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's successful as hell. Tyreek Hill, I don't really care for because of the stuff he came out and said about the guy that made him famous, Mahomes. He said Mahomes sucked as a quarterback. Did you see the interview?
This coach from Miami said that?
No. Oh. Tyreek Hill.
Oh.
The receiver.
Oh.
The coach has always been a classic.
Oh, okay.
You know, even when he loses.
He's saying that he was no good?
He said Mahomes is nowhere close to how good Tua is. Hello?
I don't know about that.
He didn't lie.
Oh, when's the next Kansas City Chiefs game?
This weekend.
Oh, I'm going to watch that. You know why, right?
No.
Did you see the little boy? Listen to this. Little boy comes to the game, really nice looking. I mean, it's not like some cheap ass thing. This thing must have been authentic or whatever. Headdress. He painted up his face and everything. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's like 10 years old, right? Some reporter goes after him, says that, blackface, it's racist or whatever. But wait, it gets better. So as it turns out, in the article, his dad's on the council. The kid is Native American.
Yeah.
He dressed up with the because he's dressing up like, you know, the shirt and everything like that. And so now, I was happy. Like the audience. The fans said, okay, we're all coming dressed like that for the next game. So I want to see this next game because everybody's going to come dressed like an Indian. It's not derogatory. They're saying, he was dressed up and looked cool. You know, I mean, he's not like saying something bad.
See, and that's what pissed me off about Cleveland Browns changing their name.
Yeah.
It's like, not the Browns. I'm sorry.
No.
Cleveland Indians.
Indians. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Indians.
Yeah. And you see the picture that was a cool picture. It's like this fighter, you know,
the Braves, who was it? Atlanta Braves.
They didn't change.
No, they didn't.
No. Thank good God. For them. Yeah.
And then who else? Washington Redskins.
there's a meme out there of a really big Indian dude wearing a shirt. It says, and it's got a picture of obviously a Caucasian guy, but really like, it's a cartoon, right?
Uh-huh.
But like a good-looking nice haircut, everything, and it says Caucasians.
Yeah.
what the hell? I'm like, that's perfect. That says it right there. So really good looking character of a white guy with Caucasians above it. And he's like, what's different about this boy being all proud of, you know?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know?
And here's a funny thing. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other night. He's a Inuit Indian out of Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking and he was going, yeah, Jess, this is crazy, man. Yeah. This is crazy. And so I said, what's crazy? And he's going like, you know, bro, I just don't get it. The people are telling me that the Europeans discovered America. How do you discover a country when somebody's already here?
Yeah.
How do you pull up on the shore and say, hey, oh shit, you guys are cool. That's cool. Yeah. Oh, we're taking it over.
Yeah.
That's not discovered.
No, they were there for, they crossed when, well, that's the funny thing about people talk about, you know, with weather and everything else. These continents were in a different location many years ago and they walked across.
Yeah.
That's how the original
folks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. Whatever. One thing about my buddy Dan, when he was going, I think he was doing his residency, he did it in Alaska for a year or two. And I always remember this story. He said, which environment has a big effect on your health, right?
Yeah.
Or different things. He said, I don't remember why this was, but like there was issues sometimes with dental work there. But if there was a call that somebody had chest pains, no matter how old they were, they never suspected that it was a heart attack, ever. Because they ate so much fish and whale blubber and all this other stuff that I mean, people did not have heart attacks.
Yeah.
Because of that. There might be other things, but he told me they had, I hope I get this right. Like they would take Crisco, I think Crisco powdered sugar and like berries or whatever, mix it up, and that was their ice cream. And they would eat that. And that would not cause heart issues because of all the fish and like I said, whale.
Just like
Drano. Well, no, seriously. I mean, he says, he said, you never expected that it was a heart issue. It might be something else, you know, but it's not true. That. Yeah. So something to be said for good sushi.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, absolutely. But now any more sushi prices have gone to the
roof. Oh my gosh.
Well, because fish has gone up. Everything's
gotten more expensive. I mean, we talk about.
Hey.
Go ahead.
COVID was the ultimate equalizer when it comes to profitability for large companies.
It's not even
planned it any better.
You see now that Pfizer's got a drug out to combat myocarditis that may or may not have been caused by the original drug that they issued.
COVID medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to take this drug. It's going to be fine. Forget about it. It's going to be fine. Take this drug. Oh, you got heart issues? Forget about it. We got this other drug. It'll take. What's going to be next year?
Who knows?
There's something with this drug, you know, cause your wiener to fall off or something. It'll have a drug for that. Yeah. That's like suicide, right?
That's what was that?
Justifiable suicide.
There was a disease that people got over in the Philippines that if you were diagnosed with it, your genitalia was gonna
not
work.
Like
black syph. So I forget what it was called now, but it was bad. And when they got back blood reports from that, you were pretty much done, bro. You weren't going back stateside until after the majority of the disease had gone through.
Wow. Well, that's not. We got to talk about something else before we end the show.
Remember Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Where Joe Pesci is talking to De Niro.
Yeah.
And he's going, "Well, fuck you, you Jew."
Yeah.
Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah,
yeah.
Yeah. One of my buddies just sent that out to a bunch of us.
Right.
And we're all laughing.
Right.
But four of the guys on that are guys in the military.
Right. Who
you.
They can't respond.
Years ago, they responded. They're Jewish.
Oh, okay.
And then they got kind of offended. And I understand that.
Okay.
And I've said some black things.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, get your fact right and say it. And then it's like, hey, dude, you know what he's saying is right.
Right.
Because America has given all this money and military
right
to Israel.
Right.
So now, you know, you're our bitch.
Yeah.
centrally is what
yeah.
it said.
Yeah. yeah.
So they do have a point. But Netanyahu, that whole, they're so extreme now.
Oh.
Israel is so extreme. I don't know.
I don't know if that's going to ever.
No.
Not in our lifetime anyway, unfortunately.
Back out, let the people fight, do what they got
to
do.
Well, I don't think you want to make it easier for them to kill each other.
Why not?
No, because that usually involves kids, and that's why.
You know what? I sound like my master chief now. You know, if they don't care about their kids, why the hell should we?
Yeah, I think we should always care about kids. I really do. The adults, we can do without.
Being a grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. So I just.
So we're gonna get all the kids.
Okay, pop up.
Yeah, all the kids out. You guys.
Yeah.
Here's a knife.
Yeah.
Here's a knife. Whoever wins standing at the end.
Screw that. Here's a stick. Go ahead and beat the shit out of each other and see what happens. See how long that lasts.
Well, we're not buying the sticks from China though.
No.
We buy no sticks from China. Did you see the kid was throwing fire?
Is there somebody we haven't pissed off yet today?
I don't give a fuck. Did you see the kids on Gaza? They were lighting firecrackers and throwing firecrackers. And Israeli troops shot them dead. Shot them dead for throwing firecrackers. And then the guy had the balls to say it was an incendiary device. It's a fucking firecracker, you dumbass.
That's why I can't shoot a BB gun at Fort Collins, though.
You can't shoot a BB gun at Fort Collins?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. You got to go in the county. If you're in the city, anything that fires a projectile is against the law.
This is not considered city, is it?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So when you get your BB gun, you have to use a silencer. A suppressor. A suppressor. Yeah. So they don't know that you're doing it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Never mind. I'm going to say it.
The problem over there is that there should be, you would think, you know, we say get the kids out of there. Maybe the adults start acting a
like
little
adults.
Bit. Adults. Like, their life is precious, you know.
Netanyahu hired the guy that said we're hired him as his minister of defense.
Yeah.
And he said in a public forum, and they keep showing it,
yeah.
My goal is to not even acknowledge the fact that Palestinians are a race. Our race.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He should run for governor in Florida.
No, he'd never make it.
There's a lot of Jews down there.
A lot of Palestinians down there too.
That's right.
Yeah. No, he'd never make it.
It'd be close.
No. But someone, I mean, hopefully his lieutenant governor is, I think is pretty good down there. We'll see. Because when he becomes president, we're going to have another governor down there. It's not going to be Trump.
Yeah, we'll
so.
Be drinking a lot, so.
Oh, we'll be celebrating.
I'm not sure I'd call it a celebratory.
You wait. He gets in there and he starts doing a few things and supporting the military and everything. You're going to go, okay, let's see what he does with this other stuff. Yeah.
Hopefully he won't fall asleep or forget what the hell he's saying.
Why? Who possibly would ever do that and be president?
Some 80-year-old dude. I don't know.
Well, that's only because they forgot their handler to walk him where he's supposed to go.
Yeah.
That's so, I mean.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
I can't believe
it. I need a drink.
You want a drink? Okay. So, listen, we love you all. So, if there's somebody that we haven't ticked off today,
please let us know.
Let us know. You know the email. You know, are you ready to roll at gmail.com? And we will talk to you next week.
Yep.
Mission Complete will be back soon. We will never change our tune. We thank you for your loyal support, so please subscribe and share our port. Sound off, 1, 2. Sound off, 3, 4. Sound off, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's roll.